smarter than us. Silence! They make a living without any fuss. Us. Water, water, sun, and air and are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It is our number two of Garden Talk. It's live, as always, at KSRO, News Talk Radio in Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. And it's wonderful to put a face to a voice. We've had a wonderful participant with Garden Talk for a number of years. Her name is Savita Wilder, and she always calls with such articulate, interesting questions and comments about whatever we're talking about. And we learned that she has a passion and an expertise in the world of bulbs, and she has her own company called Bulb Bliss. I love saying that BB, that elision, Bulb Bliss. And she also sells these bulbs at different events around the community. And we thought, why not have Savita come in and talk about bulbs?
But these are specific bulbs, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're
critter-proof and critter-resistant.
She sent us a list called Critter-Proof and Critter-Resistant Bulbs a while ago. That is a marvelous list. And you've jetted down from Healdsburg to join us for the next 45 minutes. Thank you.
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure to be here with you both.
What are you doing up in Healdsburg today?
You know, Healdsburg has this incredible senior living center, and that is the name of it. And every year they put on really quite a fantastic holiday show. I really sing the praises of this particular place because they have gardens galore for everybody. And when the senior residents there said to the manager, well, we've got these gardens now, we need goats, right?
Well, oh, sure.
Don't we need to have chickens too? Well, how about the gazebo so we can sit out in our gardens and enjoy the gardens?
Oh, that's a good one.
So it just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So to be able to participate with them at a holiday show is the best. That place is just crammed with vendors right now.
Wow.
It is a beautiful place to go.
And is it easy to find?
It's easy to find. It's on Grove Street.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get off on Dry Creek Road, mm-hmm. you can go straight to Grove Street and park across the street and walk on over. It's a beautiful day today. The sun is out. It's just great.
And you have bulbs for sale up there, I presume.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you. Oh. And you're going to be at the Original Certified Farmers Market up at the Luther Burbank Center next Saturday. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Oh. Yes.
So when did the bulb bug bite?
Well, probably started to bite really hard, you know, about 10 years ago when I started to recognize just the incredible beauty and the ease. You know, if you choose your bulbs right and you know your conditions and you know what to put with what, your gardens in the spring, in the summer, even in the fall can be spectacular with bulbs that you don't even need to fuss with at all.
I like that.
It is great, isn't it?
So people that say, I don't have a green thumb, I can't grow anything, everything I plant dies. Bulbs would be a good suggestion for
bulbs
many of these
would
people.
Be great. And that's a segue into why I want to talk about amaryllis bulbs. Is because people will come up to me all the time and say, I don't have a green thumb, I don't have a brown thumb. With amaryllis bulbs, you can have any color thumb you have or want to have, and still your amaryllis bulb is going to do some incredible, absolutely gorgeous beauty inside the house for you.
Inside bulbs.
Inside. Yeah. Well, that's the fun of it, because what we call the amaryllis bulbs, they're actually not amaryllis at all. They're hippiastrums. That's the genus hippiastrums. What we do call our naked ladies are the true amaryllis belladonna. But so be it. you know, the common lingo for these bulbs is amaryllis. And the pleasure of them is because they are a subtropical bulb. Thereby, we can grow them inside the house with just minimal conditions. And you have this depression buster in the wintertime because of the beauty of them. And you have something to talk about with your friends, and you can show the kids how fast they grow. You can take out your ruler, and you know, every day, you know, you get to show them that it's an inch taller. And then when they come into bloom, their bloom lasts probably more than a longer time than almost any other bloom, bulb bloom that I'm familiar with thus far.
So you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah. So much, yeah. And if you get some of the really large bulbs, mostly that are like 3 to 5 years old in their growth, and I'll speak a little bit more about that, but if you get those larger bulbs, you certainly will get one stem with all of their flowers in succession, but then you'll get a second stem of flowers in succession. And if you get what is called the gigantic bulb, which is literally, by measurement, is 40 centimeters in circumference, you will get 4 stems of flowers in succession. You'll almost get tired of that bouquet. I can't actually imagine that, but it really goes on and on for months.
So in the world of bulbs, bigger is better, by and large.
That's so true, yeah.
So do you specialize in certain kinds of bulbs?
Well, funny thing you should ask. My specialty for sure has to do with trying to find all of the bulbs that we find in our territory are, quote, critter-proof. Mm-hmm. Now, there are two designations. There's the critter-proof, which means that there's some kind of ingredient that's inherent inside the bulb, so the critters come up to it. I don't know if they smell it or taste it.
Now, when you say critters, do you mean deer, gophers, or insects? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the larger critters. All right. We are talking absolutely about deer, gophers,
rabbits,
squirrels, rats, rabbits. Right. Yeah, they're not going to mess with them. And I don't have in mind right at the moment, you know, what all these bulbs are. I'm noticing that Gwen has a list, which is fabulous. But any of the bulbs that are in the Amaryllidaceae family, and that's a huge family of bulbs, the critters are not going to mess with them. And that includes, and this is what a lot of people don't know, that includes daffodils. Tulips, absolute dessert.
Okay.
You know, for the critters.
Not going to be able to plant tulips. How do these places in Holland... I mean, you just have to have a completely fenced-in, bulletproof yard and area.
I don't know. Do they have gophers and deer in Holland?
I don't know.
Beats me. I never asked.
I know someone who was just there, and I'm going to ask her. She was showing photos of all the millions of tulips and daffodils and grape hyacinths that were blooming. I'm going to ask her if she knows.
That's a great thing to ask, and it also makes me curious about their pesticide or chemical usage also in order to have their bulbs, you know, do such exquisite bloom.
So is this a good time to be planting bulbs? Fall, winter?
Well, yeah. It's still time to get in some fall bulbs, especially when we have these little breaks in the rain. You can still put them in for sure.
Even though it's muddy.
You know, I still have a garage full of a lot of bulbs that I haven't gotten around to yet. Next week. Of course, last week it was next week also. So
yeah, any job, that's my philosophy too. Any job can be postponed to next week. It's always better to do it next week.
Well, there's always next year coming up too.
Oh, that's true.
But that's getting a little late.
So the bulbs we're planting now will be a spring bloom?
Spring blooming bulbs, yeah.
And there's a lot of them, different ones we can plant now?
You can go ahead with all of the regulars, though it's starting to get late in the season in my book, because it's during the winter time that the bulbs are actually developing a really strong root system down in the soil, and that enables them with their strong root system to go ahead and do that gorgeous bloom in the springtime when the spring warmth comes on with some consistency.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about successful tips for maximizing your bulb production with Savita Wilder. Her company is Bulb Bliss. You can meet her and see what she has for sale up at the Healdsburg Senior Center today. How long does that go on today?
I believe it's till 4 o'clock.
Oh, all day then. Good. Yeah. Or if you missed her today, you can catch her at the original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center at the River Road and Marquess Springs exit next Saturday at the Farm Market. 636-1350. If you have bulb questions, that's fine. But any general gardening questions, we will take those, as we always do, no matter which guest we might have in the greenhouse, at 636-1350. Or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. It's really as simple as that to join us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. At 11, it's Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Michael O'Shea here for King's Nursery. For 126 years, a wonderful part of Sonoma County. Yep, I said 126 years. While my King's rose trees are getting ready for their winter sleep, can you think of a better holiday gift for the gardener in your life than a gift from King's? Felco pruning shears, West County gloves, or how about one of their amazing houseplants to bring the freshness of nature into your holiday home? Here's a great gift idea, a King's gift certificate. And get this, Fred and Dan will sell you one with a 10% discount. Buy a $10 gift certificate for $9, a $100 gift certificate for $90. And as Fred put it in a note to me, buy a $1 million gift certificate for just 900 grand. Come on, someone out there in Silicon Valley, take him up on that deal. Again, voted as the best nursery in Sonoma County, King's Nursery is a great place to go holiday shopping. A family business for, 126 years. King's Nursery, corner of 13th and Stewart, in the heart of Santa Rosa. The family at King's wishes you and yours a wonderful holiday season. KingsFlowerNursery.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen Tea Kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Purnell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. And with gifts for your loved ones, we are ready for the holidays. Open every day 9 to 6.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garraday's Hardware in Healdsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Happy holidays.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, winter's right around the corner, but that doesn't mean that we can't look forward to spring bulb bloom. Savita Wilder's with us from Bulb Bliss, talking about some of the tips to ensure the best prolific bulb bloom that you could possibly expect. And she's brought in some visual aids this morning. Mm-hmm. So what bulbs did you bring with us? We're going to have Mike, our producer, take a couple photos of these and put them online, because we already posted your critter-proof bulb list that you sent us. That's on the KSRO Garden Talk website. If people want to refer to that, they could look at the critter-proof and critter-resistant bulb list that Savita sent us. So what did you bring us today?
What I have right here are a couple examples of the really beautiful amaryllis bulbs. Now, I have a question for you, Gwen. Do you have any idea how many varieties now of amaryllis bulbs exist? Take a guess.
Well, when I was at Callaway's 15, 20 years ago, there was probably about 40 back then. And we didn't bring all those varieties in. So I'm going to say 200 at this point.
Steve, what's your guess?
I would say about 400 to 600.
Oh, bingo. 600. There are 600 now. And that just speaks of the love of the amaryllis bulbs, you know, all around the world, because here in this area where it's a mild winter, but still any frosty night, and the amaryllis does not like to be outside in a frosty night. They're a subtropical bulb. They want to stay relatively warm most of the time. So that's the joy of being able to just pot them up very simply inside the house. And it is so simple, because all you need is some good soil, just any good potting soil. You need to bring the soil level just right up to the neck of the bulb. You're not going to cover the top of it over with soil.
And this bulb that you're holding looks like a very large pear.
It does.
Wouldn't you say?
And this is unusual. There's a whole set of these varieties now that are called the cybisters. And cybisters are a little bit different, not only in the shape of the bulb, but in how the flower looks. The flower has more pointy petals rather than the real rounded petals. Usually you have more flowers that develop on a stem, which is amazing. And I find that with most of them that I've grown so far, the stem is fairly long. So it'll usually from 15 to 8 inches tall. So back to what it needs. All it needs is that good potting soil. Just keep the soil damp, never soggy, never, never, never soggy. That'll start to rot the bulb, and it won't allow the root structure to grow really strong. And then the light of a window. And I really begin to catch on how much light they really love. So direct light, if you have a south-facing window, that's probably the best. Hmm. If you have an east or west window that has a lot of light coming in during the winter time, that probably will do all right. But I remember being down in Costa Rica one time, just wandering around, walking down a sidewalk, seeing a pathway that was going up to the front door of a house, and the pathway was just lined with amaryllis bulbs in the full sun in the summertime, no shade whatsoever, and they were just one of those speechless moments when I stood there and watched them. It was something. Then I really understood. They really do like the light.
Mm-hmm. If they didn't get quite enough light, would you just put a little stake in them and help support them?
You certainly can do that, yes, because you know what that stem is going to be doing, is it's going to be stretching mm-hmm. out, looking for more light.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you'd be turning it every so often.
Turning it is the other thing to do, because it's going to start leaning toward the light.
Right.
And if you turn it every couple days, then you can keep it straight up and down.
Or just give it more light.
Give it more light. Find another window. Give it to your neighbor who has a better window than you have.
Yeah.
So when you put bulbs, you store bulbs. You have a lot in storage at this point?
Oh, I do.
All right. And how do you store them? In mesh sacks? Do you add any additional sulfur dust to them? Because I know a lot of commercial growers because of fungicides, they add some sulfur to them.
Well, I'm not that sophisticated with saving my bulbs from year to year. Basically, what I challenge myself to do is to buy what I'm either going to plant that season, or I'm going to sell or pass on in some way. Yeah.
I would think that you'd be saving the biggest and the best and, you know, keeping those for yourself.
I do, as long as they're planted in a container.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do enjoy, especially with the amaryllis, I'm testing them out. They're all of these different varieties. I'm testing more and more of them at home right now, either in a container, you know, that I can keep in a protected place. You can't put it, I'm not putting them out in the rain. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm planting them out in a place where it's a really, where the conditions I can control somewhat. So it might be on a porch where there's still a lot of light coming in, but they're not getting rained on, for instance. So I'm starting to experiment, you know, a whole lot more to find out what the really substantial ones are for
here in
our area.
Do you use any bulb food of any kind, any fertilizers at all?
Yes. I'm Gwen's sidekick here. It's called compost.
That's not a brand name. So that's what you use, just a dressing of compost?
That's right. That's absolutely what I use. Okay. Yes, all there the time. Just got 10 yards dumped yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 10 yards. That's serious.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about bulbs is that compared with the pests that attack our fruit trees and our cabbage plants, and bulbs are pretty much indifferent to those pests, aren't they?
Mostly that's true. And because the bulbs that I do receive have been through the whole agriculture, you know, system and have been examined when they've come into the country, I know, you know, that there's no problems.
Nothing's piggybacking on any of those. Yeah.
So I have not had any troubles with any of my bulbs to date. Which is
no mildew, nothing like that?
No.
I think in more humid areas, that's probably a bigger problem than out here.
Could well be. Know?
So, aphids, nothing really?
Some of these amaryllis bulbs that I have planted outside, I have noticed some of the leaves have been munched a little bit. Uh-huh. And I do think it's snails and slugs that have been munching. Have you found
that? Oh, for sure. Yes. They're in my yard, too. On my amaryllis belladonna, it's just the pink naked ladies that come up everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a few of them that are getting hit.
Yeah.
Where the chickens don't go after them and eat them.
And so, I have found that with some of the hippiastrums that I have put into the ground, is that, some of them will get a little munched.
Mm-hmm. If you're a bulb lover, you're in luck. Savita Wilder would be glad to listen to and engage with you in anything in the world of bulbs. 636-1350. You don't need to know a thing about gardening to be successful with bulbs. You really don't. I'm here. Look at me. I'm a prime example. 636-1350 to reach Savita. And Gwen Kilcher can take any general gardening questions that you might have this morning. If you're a little shy about talking, shoot us an email. We'll answer your question that way. 636-1350, the easy-to-remember number. From Santa Rosa, Dave, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Dave.
Is it Dave or Diane?
I guess you're Diane.
I'm sorry, you're Diane. I only looked at the D in your name and assumed incorrectly.
I know,
it's
you
Diane.
Thought I was next. I was shocked to hear Dave.
It is Diane.
Hi there. Good morning. About amaryllis, every Christmas, my sister forces two or three or even four times amaryllis bulbs. And then after they're finished, she gives me the dead bulbs, so to speak. They're dead. They're not really dead. And I plant them in dirt with the little neck showing, and they may or may not flower, probably not for the next summer, but I must have 10 or 12 of these bulbs, and they do flower now in the summer. time, I forget when, and they're absolutely beautiful. They're huge. They get all kinds of, you know, at least four blossoms on each stem. So what I want to do is I have them in individual pots. I want to repot them in a big barrel, sort of like a half barrel type thing. And I want to know, because they've been in soil for a couple of years now, it varies because every year I get new ones from my sister. So I'm going to get new soil, potting soil, and when should I replant these? Right now, and they sit outside at all times. They're not in direct sun, but they're getting bright, bright light, and they're undercover, but there's something covering them. They're not out in the elements. And right now, they just still have their green leaves, these big, long leaves that are falling off one after another because of the cold, and they'll all fall off. And then I just let them sit. I keep them moist all winter, and then in the spring, they start, you know, coming back and just beautiful. So when should I replant them? And I was going to use bulb food with them. I've never fed them, but maybe I just heard you say use compost, and I'm going to go and get a yard of compost, so I'll save some compost for them. But when should I do this replanting?
Well, I noticed you said, Diane, that during the cold you find that the leaves begin to kind of shrink back and die off. So that's their natural time of going into dormancy. And certainly the amaryllis bulbs love to have their period of dormancy during the year, as do most bulbs. This is a good time, just withholding any of the care. Are they receiving rain at this time? Or is it
in, are they what?
Are they receiving rain, or you said it was in a covered area?
No, they're undercover.
Undercover. Okay.
So to speak, you know, they're under a big awning, and so I hand water them. They don't get rain, and in the summertime, they're getting some morning sun, but and just bright light all day.
Yes,
and they just bloom beautifully. So I like the place where they are.
It sounds like they're really happy where they are.
Yeah, they're very happy. So I want to keep them there, but I've got all these pots. You know, they're in pretty big pots, not small pots. But
I think you're really
I want to combine them.
Yeah, I think you're really on the right track by thinking about providing some new soil for them, because by this time they've probably used up, especially being in a pot, probably used up all the old nutrition. So I would go ahead at this time of year when they're going into their dormancy to withhold water. You don't need to water them while they're in their dormancy. Give them some new soil. Keep them in that location where it sounds like they're just really happy and you're happy with them. And you might also see how many are in a clump and spread them out a little so they each have space to grow their strong root structure and to absorb all that nutrition. And Gwen, do you have any other?
I can replant them now.
Yeah, this sounds like that's what Savita's saying. You have a big job ahead of you right now.
Well, that's all right. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Or much else in the garden.
Good for you.
And also, they do need to be divided because they've been in these pots, and they have little babies that turn bigger and bigger every year. I call them babies, whatever those, you know, they're producing more. And then another stem comes up. So, you know, they need to be divided.
Wow.
Well,
excellent.
Be sure to come and see me at the farmer's market next week, because we can talk amaryllis and I can show you some of the other more incredible varieties.
Thanks for your call, Diane. We need to take a break.
I have more questions. I'll come see you it's next Saturday at the farmer's market.
Okay, very good. Thanks for your call. We'll take a break. Be right back. We can take more calls for Gwen. Any gardening questions you might have this morning. Or if you have specific bulb questions, talk to Savita. She's our guest this morning. Bulb Bliss is her company, Savita Wilder. And you can visit her this afternoon up at the Healdsburg Senior Center in of course, Healdsburg, or next Saturday at the original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center. At 11:05, Chef John Ash and I give you some terrific ideas for the food lover in your holiday gift-giving itinerary. We will give you some unique ideas on how to show your love for some others out there. We also have some great guests coming into the kitchen this morning. A tamale expert whose family's been making tamales for some 40 years. She'll be bringing him some tamales and tell you how you can access their tamales. And a very gifted baker from Forestville, Jessie Frost from Nightingale Bakery, making her Christmas panettone. And we'll talk about making panettone this morning in the KSRO kitchen.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Should be dry for most of the weekend. Today, mostly sunny at 56, 52 along the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 37, 42 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 56, 54 in Bodega Bay. Some clouds do come in then on Monday at 58, 56 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Well, if you remember nothing else about our tulip discussion, remember this, that Rembrandt was one of the few Dutch painters who didn't ever paint a tulip. Okay? So
oh.
There.
Oh, well.
Okay.
His loss.
636-1350 if you want to talk tulip talk this morning, or general gardening questions, the same number. Gwen is here too, and Savita will tackle tulip questions. You can also shoot us an email anytime, steve@ksro.com. From beautiful Petaluma, California, Joanne, welcome to the show. What can we do for you this morning? Hi.
Hi, good morning, Steve. I have a question for the tulip lady. I might have missed this, but is it appropriate to plant them now? I've got my husband surprised me with a beautiful new raised bed, and I want to plant them around my magnolia tree. Mm. And so I missed it before the rains came, so is it too late?
No, it's not too late, Joanne. There are a couple things to know about tulips. I actually have written a little article, you know, that I hand out to people called Why My Tulips Don't Come Back. So just for you to know, so that you don't have any disappointment, is you may have a beautiful spring tulip display. Hopefully that will be the case for you. But just don't expect them to come back in subsequent years with the same beauty. They just plain old peter out here.
And they don't like competition. They don't like competition, do they?
It's not so much the competition as it is we don't have the cold winters
for
them.
Oh, that's true. We need a dormant period.
They need a dormant, cold period. So you may just, go ahead and plant them at this time, and be sure to follow that rule of thumb about whatever the height of your bulb is. You know, plant it 2 to 3 times down its height. Does that make sense? So it'll be approximately about 6 inches down in the soil. And Gwen has some comments, too, about them.
I have a friend who, because of that reason, the tulips don't do very well every year, is he plants species tulips.
Mm-hmm. Those are different than the hybrid.
Yeah, they're a lot smaller, but they're beautiful, and you can plant, 100 of them if you want, and they all look gorgeous, and there's different colors. Oh. So, look up. You probably have to buy them online someplace at this point. Sure. I doubt the nurseries have them. But all those species tulips. And
that's great.
They'll be perfect for you. Yeah,
sounds great. Thank you. I will look for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they nicknamed them perennial tulips. The hybrids. Mm. That's how sometimes they're referred to. Mm-hmm. And they do. They have a much better chance of success than the species ones.
Yeah. And part of that is because...
Okay, the gophers love them too?
Oh, yes. Dessert. Thank you, Joanne, for planting dessert for me.
That's my problem.
But you said you have raised beds. Are they protected from gophers?
Yeah. I hope he put... I'm not sure. I think he put the hardware cloth down, so...
Good.
I'm just going to give it a go. So,
They're never going to be they're never going to be as long-lived as peonies or a lot of things like this, but they've done a lot of work. Breeders have really worked hard on these, because that's where people saying, I'm not going to bother these. They're expensive to plant, and I get a year. Now they're looking at 3 to 5 years with a lot of these perennials, but they do say, Gwen, that these do need to be fertilized.
What? Well, my friend Tom, that's where I got the idea from, and they've had them in the garden for I don't know how many years, and he just has compost, and your soil is lacking something, then you need to fertilize it with specific whatever you need, but otherwise, if you have good soil, and it's, good draining, and everything else does well there, then those species tulips will be fine. If you find out that there's no hardware cloth in there, just make some big baskets. It could be rectangular shape, square shape, whatever, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Put them in there, because the gophers will eat them. They'll be gone in a day.
Oh, yes.
So
count that out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea, Gwen. I love it.
Okay.
I do have baskets already made. So. Okay.
But remember, the gopher, keep them up on, a couple inches up off the ground, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking out. Okay. So they don't crawl in there.
Okay.
Okay. Happy planting.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Joanne. Good talking with you. Yeah, you plant it without gopher baskets. The gophers will go, my Christmas stocking has come early. We'll take a break. We'll be back 636-1350. If you have a question or comment about bulbs, give us a call. We'd love to talk bulbs with you this morning, or general gardening questions too, 636-1350, or can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Tom. My staff and I are dedicated to improving our patients' self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology and education in a warm, safe, and secure environment.
Dr. Tom knows that men want to look good and feel better about themselves too. He strives to offer services with men in mind as well. One of those treatments is Kybella. It's the first and only FDA-approved injectable treatment to improve the appearance of moderate to severe fat beneath the chin by physically destroying the fat cells. It's kind of like injectable liposuction. It can give men back their strong, defined jawline and tighten the skin with minimal downtime. Done without anesthesia, just ice, you can carry on with your daily activities afterwards. To schedule a complimentary consultation, call 707-542-BANE.
Look younger by Monday.
Visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your Winter Wonderland holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer quality beef and pork. Choose from a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Two Rock goat cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners are at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creation of the many talented artisans for this year's Winter Wonderland Holiday Gift Giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
So, Savita, how in the world am I going to take care of this amaryllis?
Well, do you want it to come back for subsequent years?
Yes.
Do you want it to bloom again year after year after year?
I'd like never to have to think about it again.
Oh, well, can't quite go that far, Steve. Sorry. But you have the best chance if you honor its natural cycle. So in its natural cycle, it wants a period of dormancy. So say you've had these beautiful bloom and summer is coming on, spring's coming on, weather's warming up, the sun is out for a longer period of time. Take your amaryllis and take it outside into the sunshine, because that's when the leaves are growing, and it's the leaves with, remember your botany with the photosynthesis that makes all the food to put back into mother bulb, not only to enhance her as she is, but allow her to grow some babies.
I could see putting it in full sun, the leaves burning.
Ah, if you have a heavy western sun in the summertime, I agree. Probably some dappled shade for the heavy western sun.
Okay.
But at least the good morning sun is wonderful for it. They love it.
Okay.
And keep it damp and keep some good compost on it so that it stays, you got good nutrition. Then, about August or so, bring your amaryllis in, stick it out in the garage or stick it out somewhere where you can just forget about it, Steve, and let it go.
You've got perfect spots in your yard to keep it.
You used the three words I love the most, forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it, because that allows this amaryllis bulb to go into a period of dormancy. You don't water it, the leaves start to die back and all. And then a couple months later when you go, oh, my amaryllis, bring it back out, give it some fresh soil, put it back into the light in the window, keep it inside during the winter time, and voila, you have supported its natural cycle, so it's going to come back for you again in subsequent years.
Sounds like a piece of cake. Oops. I can do that.
So with Diane, when you were telling her to cut back mm-hmm. on the watering during this mm-hmm. this time of the year and whatnot, so she's already past the point of the plant of the bulb going into dormancy, so now it is in dormancy, so that's why this is when she should be transplanting and dividing and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what can you do for my paper white narcissus?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Steve, you don't know by now what to do?
No, I'm pretending not to know.
Okay.
Gwen, the illusion.
Sorry.
Okay, I want to know if you know all of this, Steve. Do you know that the paper whites are just a few of the varieties within a division mm-hmm. of the daffodils / narcissus, which yes. are called the tizzetas. And the thing with the tizzetas is they are just super hardy in our area. They don't need to have a super cold winter at all. So they will come back readily for you if.
Uh-oh. And it was too good to be true.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun to grow them in the house during the winter time. And if you give them some good, pot them up in a nice pot, a whole bunch of them, with some good soil, and then just let them be outside during the springtime after they've done their bloom inside and their leaves are out. You know, you've just had a couple of months of, you know, beautiful indoor bloom. Then you can also put them out in the summertime outside until they die back. That's their natural cycle. And then repot them next fall, and you can bring them back in and once again have your beautiful bloom. A lot of people love to grow the paper whites in just water and say some marbles or some little stones or some gravel, something really pretty. I mean, if you have a ton of wine glasses even that are, you know, at least I would say 6 inches deep, because the paper whites really love to send down a good strong root structure. You know, you can just fill your wine glasses or your old, remember those old ice cream sundae glasses?
Sure, that's perfect.
They're perfect for it. You know, they're so pretty, too.
Pretty colored rock.
Yeah, and you just literally sit your bulb right on top of that, and you just bring the water level just right up to the base of the bulb. Not over the bulb at all, but just to the base, and that kicks off the growth of the roots down in there. And it's great for kids because the kids can then see what a root structure is all about.
So you've answered all my softball questions. Now for the hardball $1 million question. How come I planted a whole bunch of bulbs on one side of my yard and then all of a sudden they show up on the other side of the yard? They've migrated. Gwen, Savita, how do they move across the yard?
I've noticed some of mine, like I was saying to Savita earlier, that they produce seeds. And so they get blown, or you walk around and knock them over, or you prune them back, and they just blow, or they're moved somehow because of their seeds that they produced.
It's not gophers moving around, because that's what I used to read, was gophers disturb it and somehow move them to other parts of
your
yard.
I don't think the gophers would move them. I would think they would eat
them. Just eat them.
Unless it's one of the variety, unless it's one of the bulbs that Savita recommends here that they don't like, then they're probably mad, and then they push them out of their way.
The other thing I was thinking, Steve, is maybe, I don't know, maybe they take them down into their hole and take them to their babies or something that are 6 feet away. I don't know.
That sounds like a children's book in the making.
Well, so it depends on the bulb.
It does.
Whether it did blow seeds away, but if you think about it, The daffodils and, well, not the tulips, but pretty much the daffodils are the ones that we see a lot that just keep spreading and spreading. But if you haven't divided them, like every 3 years or so, like you should, then they just get bigger and bigger, more and more bulbs, and then start growing, and then they'll grow faster where it's easier to grow and, you know, move away from the center clump of bulbs, and so that's how they spread that way. But you'll probably get less and less flowers as there's too much competition and they're just overcrowded and they're not happy. And so that's why you should divide them every 3 years. Or maybe you did divide them and you don't remember.
Don't spread malicious gossip about my memory.
Well, then that's good information, Savita, about how to get the bulbs going next year after you've potted them and they've done their thing. What about the
bulbs? We're down to the last minute.
When they're in water, can you save them when they've been growing in water?
If they're in water, they haven't been receiving any nutrition.
Yeah.
So, possibly a throwaway bulb. It depends on the strength of the bulb to start with.
Well, could you plant it? And then
yes, you certainly could at that point. Yes, you could plant it, and you will then have some subsequent spring bloom.
And we're out of time. Savita Wilder from Bulb Bliss. You can reach her anytime, 24 hours a day. She'll answer the phone.
No,
you can see her today up at the Healdsburg Senior Center. She's there till 4 o'clock, which is a beautiful spot. If you haven't seen it, Kate Fry, who's been a guest on our show before, a great columnist and writer and gardener, did the gardens up there. It's well worth going up just to see Kate's magnificence gardens.
Yes.
And also, you're going to be at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market next Saturday at the Luther Burbank Center. For more bulb information.
Yes.
It's Savita Wilder, Bulb Bliss. Thanks for coming in today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you both.
Gwen, we'll see you next week.
Yes,
and we'll have some great gift ideas for the gardeners in your life.
Okay.
John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen. That's next.